while worship is going on, God wants you to come as a step of faith. Take the microphone and bring what you need, and in one word, I need mercy. I need grace. I need deliverance. I need the rent paid. I mean, just a quick statement. I don't want you to go on like a testimony sharing, and, you know, we don't want the worship to flow freely. So restrict it down to, you said one word, and then you said, I need mercy, and that's three. So we're just saying a very, 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 like, two or three words, as short as you can make it, to publicly say what you're needing.
Presence. Teach how can be forgiveness.
I need serenity.
Overcome distractions.
Acceptance.
Jesus.
my body.
Just a talk. Pray without ceasing.
Rain down manna.
I'm going to ask for the first ones that want to come to receive peace, that need to receive peace, to be the ministers. Whether you're already in peace or you need to receive peace, I want the ministers to come. If you're in, not yet, wait a minute. If you're a minister wearing a badge and you're already full of this peace of God, then stand over here. If you need to get full of the peace of God, come to this side. Okay, Judy, come partner with me while we pray for the others. Judy, just picture yourself. Raise your hands up high. Whatever the issues are that you're not at peace about, hands up to God. Here they are, God. Take them. I give them all to you. I'm going to trust you with these issues. No matter what you do, it's okay. I'm going to trust you. Are you able to do that? Splash all over up here. Blow your peace all over these ministers. Blow your peace into us that we may let you impart to others. Prepare us with this peace, Lord. Prepare us with this deep, deep peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone who wants to bring everything to Jesus and just be touched by peace. If you're that person, just come. Just whatever your issues are, whatever your problems are, just picture it like it's all in your hands. You're just going to lift it up, give it to Jesus. Ask him to take all this. I don't want it on me anymore. Take it all. Take it all. I give you my life. I give you my problems. God, I'm going to follow you no matter what. I'm going to trust you. You take it all, Lord. I just want you. I just want you. Just want you, Jesus. Just want you. Let that peace flow over her. Let your peace come. Let her experience the presence of your peace. Shine. away everything to receive everything he has for you. If there's one little thing that you're holding back, put it in your hand and lift it up. Give it away. Give it to him. He wants everything. He wants to give you everything. Chua. Make me your choice. Every day, make me your choice. I'll take care of you. I have all the love that you're craving. I have all the healing that you need.
Thank you.
You can lift your hands up right where you're at. Put those problems, stress, worry, whatever it is, put it in your hands. Just lift your hands up right now. Take it all, God. Take it all, God. I give it to you. I can't fix it. I can't change it. God, if you don't help me, I'm dying under this thing. Take it. Take it, Lord. I choose to trust you. I choose to rest in you. I choose your peace. Jesus, Prince of Peace, come. Sweep through this room. Sweep through this room. Pour your peace out on your people right now. Shut. Prince of Peace, be Prince of my heart, Prince of my emotions, Prince of my thoughts. Last night when Janiyah saw angels, she saw them at one point spreading their wings and fluttering them like their wings were like spreading glory. I think their wings are over us like big, protective wings of God, just spreading over us right now, and they flutter as they spread that peace inside of us.
Glory reigns.
feel the Lord is releasing His Spirit of peace, which is a powerful weapon of God. And He's after some people. He's out to get some people. He just told me He's out after Spencer right now. God is out after Jacob right now. God is out after Jim. As God told me that this music that just changed course, that His Spirit is out seeking after some people that have gone astray, and His powerful peace is after their hearts right now to win them, to bring them back. And I began to pray and intercede. Oh God, go deep inside of them and break their heart with where they are away from You. Convict them. Draw them back to Your love, to Your heart. Bring them in. And I started to call out names of my grandsons, David, Michael, Trent. Right now I'm encouraging you to call out names. Call out names. And as we call out the names, we are asking You, God, to release Your Holy Spirit, to pursue them. Bring repentance. Bring them in. Call out those names right now. Call them out loud. Shout them out. Peace doesn't have to be quiet. Here's some names. Who do you want Him to go after? My brother Larry. Yo, let's hear it in some microphones. Where's those names? What if you really believe, well, God will go after the name you called? You'd be calling out some names. Shout them out. I'm going to walk by. If you want to shout one in the microphone, yell loud.
Mackenzie.
Jan.
Don't be afraid they might hear the tape. They'll just know you love them. They'll just know how your heart breaks for them to come to God.
My dad, my uncles, my family, my sisters, and all my friends.
Emily.
I got a lot of the name. First I called David! Say, David, Emily, Adelisa, with all my family. Oh, God is so good. Just the lips.
Katrina.
I just want to share with everybody this come in my heart, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Thank you. Just put this in your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence and your peace. Thank you for showing up and wanting to be with us. I ask that we would just walk in that peace, that we would experience you today as we go about our lives, our business, as we go home, that your peace would just spill out on everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.